Hello and welcome to Lists, the podcast of fun lists for kids and adults. Today I have my whole family with us. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
And that was my dad, as you know. And today we are going to be rating Christmas movies. And not like the weird Hallmark kind, just good classics, which I'm sure everyone has seen. So let's talk about the ones that we're going to rate today. So the first one is Elf, which very funny, Will Ferrell in it. Then Christmas Vacation,
which, classic.
Yep.
Trevor Chase.
Yep. Uh-huh. Home Alone,
which is... Kevin!
Macaulay Culkin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't his name, like, didn't he change his name to Macaulay?
Oh, yeah, because, like, some Macaulay Twitter Culkin, poll Macaulay or something. Culkin. That's not, yeah, something that's not okay.
Talk about that later.
Yeah. Yeah. The next one is A Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes.
Which Dad loves. It's a Wonderful Life.
It is.
Which always makes me cry.
Yeah.
Christmas Chronicles, which is fairly new, but I love it. A Christmas Story.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Near Thanksgiving, which is 2 days also right near here. A Christmas Story, which is always a good one. And The Santa Claus.
Which is Tim Allen.
I believe so, yeah.
Oh.
All right, let's get started. So, the first one we're going to talk about is Elf.
Yeah.
I love this movie.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
I mean, I feel like Elf, when Elf came out, there had not been a good Christmas movie in a long time, right?
I don't know when it came out.
Yeah, I agree. It came out in like 2003 or 2004.
Yeah, actually, you were pretty little.
I
remember her being a baby, and it was still relatively new, and it might have been, like, my parents' first time seeing
it. We saw it in the theaters when we lived in Arizona.
Did we really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, yeah. 03, 04, yeah. And, like, it is, like, so innocent and so sweet, right? And, like, it just... very heartwarming.
Yeah.
James Caan is hilarious in it.
Yeah. My favorite part really is that it really like grabbed onto the innocence of Christmas.
Yeah.
Like drew Buddy to Elf. He was like so innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of fun. It's like you got to see his innocence as an adult.
Yeah, and I loved how it like walked you through his innocence and how he kind of became less innocent, but he still
that's
was innocent.
True.
Yeah,
yeah,
right?
He did evolve
yeah.
a little bit.
Which he didn't
you know,
allow
eating,
like...
eating gum like off the streets and stuff.
Exactly.
That's total... like a little kid thing to do, and we saw him evolve through
that. Do you have a favorite moment from the movie?
Ooh,
I'll go first. Somebody need a little hug.
The raccoon part is so good.
I think one of my favorites is him eating gum off the street, although it makes me blank. I also really liked the part where he, got the gift for his dad, or for the special someone. And he holds it up, and the lady walks in, and he's like, I forget what it's called, but like, intercom.
Intercom.
Mm-hmm. He just drops and goes, intercom!
Yeah. My favorite part is always in every Christmas movie,
The part that makes you cry?
Yeah, the part that makes me cry. Which is like, always like, the realization of something, the realization of the Christmas spirit, or of something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so my favorite part is when Santa's trying to get through Central Park, and everybody's singing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it flies off over them.
I forgot that was in that movie.
Yeah.
That was in like, Christmas Chronicles or something. That seems like something that would be in that movie.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that later.
I like the part when he's working and, what does he say? He's like, someone came in here.
Pick up that sound.
And he was like, what's this thing about? You know what I'm talking about? Shoot. Now I got distracted. He's like, someone from Corbett came in here. This is big time or whatever. And he's like, code word. Santa's got a brand new bag.
When he
Santa's
saw that,
got a brand
like,
new
somebody from Corbett came in and decorated
like,
for Santa.
And then when he's like, I'm just singing on the North Pole. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that one's a great
one.
I'm
in the store and I'm singing.
I really love that one mostly because, like Mama said, that was probably the first, like real first real, like, classic that came out. Like, right when we saw it, I was like, that's an instant classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because it held everything that all the other ones
that's what a
missed
classic is.
Before that.
Which brings us to
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
A classic!
That was
not like a classic, but hardcore classic for our family.
For our family,
100%.
We watch it like every year.
We watch this multiple
probably
times.
Probably multiple times, yeah.
And we start watching it in June.
And in fact, if someone says a single phrase from this movie,
we will
it
finish
starts,
the entire movie.
Like, entire thing.
Yeah,
even if they're not in our family and they said something.
Even if it's vaguely familiar to a line.
I just remember, like, as a kid, wanting to watch this on my birthday, like, every year. Cause
really?
Because it's so close to Christmas, and like, that's the movie I want to watch. It's so funny. And when fun fact, when he opens up one of the little doors
fun
on the houses,
time.
One of them is December 14th. When they show it, every now and then they show,
that.
Like, the day. Yes. That's my birthday.
I think birthday one of my favorites.
If you're looking for anything,
yeah.
Last minute shopping
ideas.
I think one of my favorite parts in that movie is probably when all the parents are coming, or the grandparents.
When they come in the house?
Yeah, they're coming in the house, and I mean, at first you hear the ding dong, and everyone's like looking super terrified. And they come in, and they're like, there's so many different conversations going on, so I can't name all of them, but I bet I could if I had the time.
Yeah, it's just such a great scene, right?
Yeah.
Because unlike...
It's very real.
Yeah, exactly.
Very,
unlike
very
Elf,
real.
Where it was, like, captured the innocence and in the magic of Christmas, this was very much, like, captured
like the
stress...
The reality.
And the reality
of
Christmas.
Exactly. So relatable.
And that's why it's so funny, especially because we hear ourselves have that exact conversation when we're, like, running around trying to get everything ready.
One of my favorite lines is one of the grandmas is like, here, you can have a quarter. And then I think the boy says, oh, wow, a whole quarter? And I can't tell if he's being sarcastic or not.
Definitely
but I love
sarcastic. Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, the whole movie is so priceless. The different levels within the movie with, you know, the in-laws, and then just Chevy Chase being so committed and, like, you know,
that's
about
exactly
Christmas.
Like
exactly. And, you know, like, the rest of the family just being like, okay, here we go. After it all falls apart and his dad comes in and is like, you did a good job, you know, and, like, you know, that's what it brings you back to, like, how much he is the world's last true family man. Quote from the movie.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, that's a good point. It's, like, it's as crazy as it is, it's those small, like, innocent, like, there's not innocent, but those small moments that they have in between the craziness is, like, that, like, really, like, kind of, like, everybody, like, scene.
Like, I can't even pick a scene that makes me laugh the most because the whole thing is so hard.
I know, the whole thing.
Hard,
and it's like,
the squirrel
those...
thing kills me
every
time.
Wait, if you haven't seen this, though, we should warn there is some language in it.
Yeah.
That's true.
There's a whole scene
Phantom
where...
A couple of scenes.
After the whole rant, he goes, where's the eggnog? And that's one of my favorite parts.
I love it.
Oh, we forgot to, like, rate, like, our... first rating for Elf.
Well, it's up to top somewhere near
yeah,
mine.
Yeah, maybe like two or three. Christmas
so
Vacation will definitely be like one or two for me because that is one that
yeah, Christmas Vacation
to
definitely.
That's gonna
every
be a
time.
Two for me.
Two? You're,
two.
You're sitting at a two for now?
Yeah.
I can't quite give them numbers yet because I know we have others to talk about.
Yeah,
I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
Well,
so
if you
I'm,
can't tell, Dad's favorite holiday is Christmas.
That's true.
What?
Alright,
so
Home
let's
Alone.
Move on to Home Alone.
Which, Callum, you can do all the talking for this.
Tell us what your favorite things about Home Alone.
It's definitely when he sets up the traps and they go through all the traps that
yeah.
they're
and they keep getting hurt.
Yeah.
Do you imagine yourself doing that? Like, can you imagine what you would do?
We always say that Callum looks like Kevin McAllister.
I do.
He also hurts us on accident a lot.
That's
but...
true.
And hurts his own foot.
All the time.
Every single day.
You mean 0.3 seconds ago?
That's a great movie. I think it's especially great for kids because, you know, like, who doesn't want to be the hero?
Yeah.
Right? Of that age and, like, want to be...
And all kids know they could basically survive without their parents.
And they can outsmart... and they can outsmart adults.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
So, like, if... With that all... And you get to beat up on, like, bad people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, why wouldn't you want this?
Except for the adult side of me is, like, that would be super scary.
I know.
And I would never want to do that. And, of course, I would call the cops right away.
I know. The whole thing is so ridiculous, but... I do love my favorite part of that movie, which usually it's not the part that makes you cry. I usually don't like that part. But
why?
I don't know. It's just so much.
Well, right, before you go to yours, my favorite part.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you're taking my favorite part away.
No, I'm going to say the part that you said wasn't your favorite part.
No, I want to say what my favorite part is.
Which you said was not mine. And I was going to say, here's mine, so that everybody can judge you later.
Yeah, thank you. My favorite part is actually the part in this movie that does make you cry.
Oh.
When, like, the old man is out front.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's not normally my favorite part.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
But in this movie, especially the music in it is so good. I think it's John Williams,
his
composer.
And his grandma, like, hugs him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, that's what gets mom, the family part.
Yeah.
That's my favorite
part.
And that's what makes you cry on It's a Wonderful Life.
That's true.
If you have not noticed, I cry at every Christmas movie.
That's true. You even cried at...
Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer. Wait, what was it? The one we watched, The Princess Switch again.
True love gets me every time.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, did?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
So Home Alone for me will probably be pretty low on my list. It'll probably make the list. It's just
it's gonna be
I really like it. But there's a lot of good movies here, and so that'll mean it'll probably get knocked down.
But you'll get back.
That one's gonna be number one. So.
Number one for Cal. Okay. Yeah. It's not going to be, like, in the top slots for me.
Yeah.
But I do like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's a really good one.
I like all these movies.
It's a classic one. And almost you could actually watch it not Christmas time, too.
Yeah.
Because necessarily it doesn't have to be Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, all the things on this list are actually classics, even the newest one. Christmas Chronicles. Yeah.
But our next one is A Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes!
So good.
Also, my dog is right in front of me.
This was the movie that tied right into Miracle in 34th Street. Great segue there, Cal.
It's a miracle.
This was my first love Christmas movie. Like, my first love. Yeah, like,
aww.
I watched it over and over and over again.
Aww.
And it was, like, just like the idea of the Christmas spirit being dead in some, and then, the realization that it's more about the presents and Santa, but it's, like, much bigger. And also the reason why my lifelong dream is to go to New York City and watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I haven't seen this movie in a while, so we should probably watch it soon.
Yeah.
So cool. I have no idea what it is.
Right. So that's why it'll probably not...
It's a miracle.
Be on my list.
And there's the original, and then there's a remake.
There's a remake. Remake's pretty good. They change the mag. They kind of change the magic a little bit.
Yeah.
But it still works.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And like, there's probably actors in it. You know.
Kind of forget it too.
Well, yeah. And the original is Santa. Which one did they make Santa like kind of really belligerent?
In the new one, they made him. In the newer version, they made him a little bit more. Like a little more angry.
Woke.
When people were caught like saying he wasn't Santa.
He was a little
Like, and the original one,
1935
maybe.
Yeah.
That one he was just like
a sweet man.
Oh well.
Yeah, really sweet. And he goes, well,
it's okay.
Santa grew a pair. And for the you're gonna talk smack about
me. Yeah, it's like family show.
Mm-hmm.
Jingle bells is what you're talking about, but yeah.
Okay, so
so that one's got to be on my list because that's the thing, that's the one that started it all.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Do you want to find this area? We're struggling here.
My dog is just on my chair, and you know it's okay. Keep on going.
Okay.
So that's it'll probably not make my list, but I really love it. The next
even
one.
You've never seen it. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said you've never seen it. You said you hadn't seen it in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The next one is It's a Wonderful Life, which we have watched pretty recently. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
I love it, but I don't think it's going to make my list.
Yeah. Yeah, you were kind of upset after you watched it, huh? Because it is...
Yeah, it was late, though, so you might have just been tired, but...
And it is.
I'm never really tired.
Cause it's heavy.
It's heavy. He goes through so much.
This is during, the Great Depression.
Yeah.
So it can't be, jolly.
Yeah, but, the whole thing where literally the whole town comes together and recognizes, and that he recognizes... that people are going to be there for him because he has always been there for people. And I think he never asked for help and he never thought people were going to be there for him, right?
Yeah.
And he got, into, such desperation and in, you know, such trouble. But it's, the part with his uncle, when his uncle messes up and stuff, it's just, it's so heartbreaking, right?
Yeah.
But I love that movie. Although, I don't know if I would... I don't know where it's going to be. I don't know where it's going to be. Just because it doesn't give you... It's not like a joyous Christmas movie.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I think that's why...
It makes you happy cry at the end.
Mm-hmm. I think
that's the only happy part for me.
Yeah.
I think that's why it probably wouldn't make my list, because it is Christmas movies list. And even though that takes place during Christmas... It doesn't necessarily have to be. It's just, I think it was, an easier, story to kind of, run, how heavy it is on certain people and different groups. And,
yeah.
And I really love it as a Christmas movie. It's just, it doesn't carry the same for me. But I always love those movies where you can see the alternate, lives.
Yeah. Yes.
Except for one, and then we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
I love this movie. It's great. I don't like how it's very heavy.
Yeah.
And sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just okay.
Sad. So it'll probably not make those.
All right. Let's move on
to the
newest one on
the Christmas Chronicles.
Yeah, this was so good.
It was really
I love it, and it's
really
gotta
good.
Be,
Netflix
number four.
We, watched it randomly, or we knew... Did we just say what's
this? It just came up on Netflix.
We watched
and we're
it.
We were oh, look, a Christmas movie.
And I think we were, it was one of those, just like Elf, halfway through, you're like, this is gonna be an instant, this is an instant classic.
Although, I don't know if, a bunch of people have watched it.
Well, they need
I
to.
Haven't... Yeah.
Well, after this, after they hear this podcast, they will be.
Yeah.
Hashtag Christmas Chronicles.
The great thing I like
Netflix.
It.
Netflix.
again, it's that same story of somebody not believing, someone is believing. They tie in the magic of Santa, but in a whole hilarious different way.
Mm-hmm. I love the elves.
The elves are amazing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Kurt Russell is so good in it.
That's what I think is really cool. Is there's a lot for adults and kids.
Yeah.
Right?
How do
if
you
the kids
even
are
know these
the
names?
Oh, Kurt Russell is.
He's a famous actor.
Every actor's famous.
No.
Well.
No.
If you ask them, they are.
Christmas Chronicles. I love the kids in it, how they bond.
Yeah.
I love how the mom and the kids bond.
Yeah.
I love how the son and the dad bond.
Yeah. Can we talk about the one thing that we were talking about the last thing that we last time we watched it was how spoiler alert, at the end.
Wait, but it was
it's not that big deal. At the end there's a Christmas gift for the mom. But, they didn't really do it. The
there
kids didn't really...
no Christmas gift from the kids to
they
the
literally
mom.
Had no Christmas present for their mom.
Well, to be fair, she just wanted them to get along.
That's true.
Yeah.
And they were doing
hold
that.
On.
Yeah.
That was on Christmas
By
Eve.
By the way, that's
she
what we're getting
that.
You for Christmas this year.
On Christmas Eve, she said, all I want for Christmas is for you
Yeah, but they hadn't thought...
Get
yeah, like...
On Christmas
the
Eve.
Month
so they had never, ever just... thought about getting
like
her
one
gift.
Thing.
So, and here's the lesson to learn at home, is tell
don't
your kids
your
what
gift.
You want before Christmas Eve.
That's true.
But they don't have jobs.
It's not the
I'm
mom's
sure.
fault.
Thank you.
Sure. But that one will definitely be very high up on my list, probably. So.
Yeah, I really like that
it's
one.
It's going to be a 3 for me.
3?
You're around 3?
Yeah.
I think it could be right around 3 for me, too. I'll have to look at them all when we're done just figure
yeah.
out.
Yeah. This is going to be so hard. I love all of these. The next one is A Christmas Story.
Yeah, that's man, it's getting harder
and
harder.
That one is probably the one I've seen tied with Christmas Vacation the most times because, like, it was on all the time.
Yeah, it was like a marathon, right?
Yeah,
it would end and it would start again. And
Thanksgiving Day,
yeah,
actually.
So you could literally walk in your in the living room, watch like 3-4 scenes, leave for 6 hours, mm-hmm. come back and pick up right where you left off.
And it, well, you had to time it right.
It is such a feel-good movie. Like, it is so silly. The family is hilarious. It's good to see. Like, mm-hmm. it's old-timey, right?
So I think one of my favorite scenes is when the little brother is just being weird, and then the mom and the little brother are laughing.
Because we've witnessed that at our dinner table several times.
That has been so many times in our family. And then the dad and the brother are just staring at each other like, this is weird.
Yeah, exactly.
It is such a classic.
That one's a good one, I think, because of the nostalgia of being a little kid and, like, these are your biggest problems, right?
Oh, my gosh, that's so true.
Except I'm a little kid, so
I
get that.
And trying to figure out how to get your parents to want to get you what you want to get.
That's so true. It is about the nostalgia. Yeah.
I have never really been in love with this movie.
You're fired. But you enjoy it.
I do enjoy it. I don't know why. It just kind of makes me sad.
Oh, really?
I don't like the part where he's being chased by the bullies.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like Wizard of Oz?
I don't like the mean Santa.
Yeah, that part is creepy.
That part is creepy,
but
yeah.
It's so, I mean, I think that's, like, for some of us, it is, like, reminiscent of, like, your younger self meeting Santa, and they're always some, like, freaky, slightly drunk guy for the older people in the crowd.
Yeah, right, like, it might, like, really,
they didn't screen them as well back in the day, it seemed like. They were always, like, smelly.
I remember it, like, Santa was, like, a big deal to me, and so I remember, like, I'm gonna tell him this, and then when I got there, I froze.
Yeah.
And it was just like that same scene. He had been wanting the same thing through the whole movie. And then when he finally gets up there to ask Santa, he was like, didn't know what to say, right? And what did he say? How about a nice football? Yeah. I feel like that exact thing happened to me so, 1 year.
Yeah, football. Yeah. I like Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Okay, the Red Ryder BB gun is like... it's like a non-speaking star of the movie, right?
I do love it. It's from the perspective of the kids. It's the only Christmas movie in here that's from the perspective of just the kids.
Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. Is the guy who narrates that the one of the bad guys from Home Alone?
He might be.
I don't know.
He sounded like we haven't seen it in a while, but...
What's the guy's name from Home Alone, the bad guys?
Marv and Lenny or something.
Not Lenny.
But, like...
Danny.
They're actor names.
Nope. Well, I don't know.
We'll look it up later.
Yeah, but that one probably won't make my list just because, I don't know, it gives me, like, this weird, sad feeling. Aww. Just because of those some scenes that are, like,
creepy Santa. I love the end, honestly. So
growing up back then was tough.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, your parents didn't care if you ate sugar all day and did dangerous stuff.
No, because you were kicked out of the house and came back when it was dark time.
I really love the end when the parents are sitting in front of the tree. And then
that's my favorite part.
That's my favorite. And then just watching the snow falling, because that's a feeling at the end of Christmas for a lot of parents, right? A lot of adults, it's like, okay, we're settling
finally,
down.
Like, drop into the relaxation.
It's quiet, and now we can just, like,
and the kids
breathe.
Are just playing with their
kids are sleeping with
their toys. Yeah, my favorite part of that movie is when the dad points out, like, what's that behind the thing? That's why I start tearing up.
Oh, yeah, that's really good, for sure. I thought it was going to be when he goes, it's a bowling ball.
I do love that part.
Yeah, so that is Christmas Story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the next one?
The Santa Claus.
Santa Claus!
I really like this one.
I did too, that was a Tim Allen one. I mostly liked it because when I saw it as a kid, it explained all the magical things that Santa could do.
Mm-hmm.
I liked seeing the transformation of the guy.
Mm-hmm. That part was kind of creepy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? I loved it.
Same.
Like, I didn't like how, like, he was kind of, like, leaving behind his other life. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like,
but he wasn't really happy with his life.
Yeah. But, like, he had, like, a job and, like, friends and family, probably.
He should have been happy is what you're saying.
Probably.
Yeah.
But then they wouldn't have made a Christmas movie about it.
So. Yeah, like, I gotta say, like, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I like it more now than I did when it came out for some reason.
Yeah,
like,
for me too.
Yeah? You liked it more.
Yeah.
The more you watched it.
All right, big thing. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a house that didn't have a fireplace. Uh-huh. Right? So, wanting Santa to come to your house, how did that happen? Mm. This movie explains that.
Yeah, I love how that explains it.
And so, I'm like, so for me, I'm like, this is the one that does, this is the real one.
Mm-hmm.
This is like showing the real way to do it. And so, like, Tim Allen's character, Scott Calvin, if I remember right.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, he somehow, he has to become Santa Claus because if something happened, or the Santa Claus is in, like, contract
the
terms.
Santa Claus.
Right? And so he has to become it. And the whole movie is about that. But it's kind of cool because, like, he's kind of a little bit bitter. Like, he's too busy for things. And so, like, him becoming
slows
him down and realizes, like, what's important in life. And that's what I kind of liked about it.
Yeah. I really like that part.
And he gets to go to the North Pole.
Yeah.
I'm always into it when he gets to go to the North Pole.
I really love the elves in that one.
Mm-hmm.
I like the elves probably more than I like the elves in Christmas Chronicles.
What?
You're lying. Although the elves in Christmas Chronicles are very sweet.
They're cute,
funny, sweet. They can learn. They can elder them.
I wish they could talk. You know?
They had a different language.
Think of the one with the chainsaw.
I can't think of a scene. All those other movies that we talked about, I could think of a scene that like made me tear up. I can't think of a scene in this one that did.
Well, yeah, because it's more about self-growth and it doesn't like come back, you know?
What about
it's not
not
like,
be
it's
able
not
to
like
see
oh,
the children,
being Santa Claus
the,
is fun, let's go back to my other life and now I'll enjoy it, you know? It's just like, oh, cool, I'm Santa Claus now.
Oh, true. He's like, I'm Santa, and then you're like, see you later, son.
My dad's coming.
Right?
But see you later, son.
But his son can shake the thing and
he had a daughter.
He had a son.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
I remember the son for some reason.
But like, it was okay because his mom took him away from him anyway as a hearing.
That was a
see,
girl.
There's some like dark.
That was the other part I didn't like, you know, growing up in a broken house. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, you don't have to get all that real, Avi.
I mean, I feel like Santa Claus actually might not be like on the top of any of our lists.
Yeah, it'll probably be like 4 or 5 for me.
I think it's a really good one. But if I had to look at the rest of the list, I'd probably say it's not going to make.
But it's not
top 5.
Like
it's going to be
super extra funny.
But I do
it's
really
not,
like it.
Super extra sweet, you know.
Yeah.
It's not going to make it.
So let's get started with our list.
All right. So at this point, are we just kind of like making our own list and then we talk about it?
So grab your pen, pencil, whatever. And then number 1 through 5.
So we choose our top 5?
Yeah, and then the rest, it doesn't matter. Just, like, draw a line and then, like,
this is so hard.
You know, put, like, 1, 2, 3.
Okay. So the way I'm going to approach this...
Put on another pen, right?
And I just have to say it so that I know how I'm going to approach this. Is, like, if I had to only choose 5 Christmas movies that I could ever watch,
mm-hmm.
and the others on this list I could never watch again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what it was? Really?
Well, that's how I'm approaching it. Otherwise, I have to be very black and white, obviously.
Yes or no for
so for the top one for me, is probably going to be Christmas Vacation,
because that one's always a classic and I love it and we watch it every year.
Yep.
It's gonna be Home Alone for me though.
Home Alone for you. Okay.
I'm still working.
Yeah, I am too. I need a pen. Thank you.
We only have 3 pens for some reason.
I have to do like process of elimination.
That's why I had to make my list so I could cross off.
Mom, you're not even using your pen.
I know. I was waiting for a pen. You're like holding it in the sky, like talking about how to make a decision.
I just want everyone to know where these pens came from. I had 3 pens in my backpack.
Okay,
nobody else here had a pen.
But I have a backpack.
I'm the one that is supposed to be.
If you're looking for Christmas ideas,
this isn't a pen.
Give me a baby backpack.
This isn't a pen. This is a pencil.
Okay. All right. What's your list? Oh, you're still
I don't have a pen.
Okay, hold on.
You have it all up here.
I have to get rid of a couple of
It's going to be a
list.
Christmas miracle. Okay. All right, here we go. So we're looking for our top 5.
So
hard.
Oh, that one's hard. Okay, I knew that was not making my top 5.
We're supposed to be thinking out loud here, guys.
Okay.
It's a podcast.
Number 2 is gonna be Elf.
Thinking,
for me.
I'm in a store, and I'm thinking.
And number 3
3 is going to be Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
For me,
so you got Home Alone, Elf,
Christmas
Vacation.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is so hard. Okay, Elf, then Christmas Chronicles.
Okay, so your Christmas Vacation, Elf, and then Christmas Chronicles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I got to go. Here we go.
I've eliminated the Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so hard to cross these off.
I know. I've eliminated Home Alone.
It's killing me.
Number 4 is going to be Christmas.
And I have to eliminate one more. And then I can read.
Yeah.
I think I am going to do. I think I'm.
This is so hard.
It's a tie between Elf and Christmas Vacation for number 1 for me. I just can't.
4 is going to be Home Alone for me. Right. 5 is going to be. Santa Claus. No, Christmas Story.
Alright, I think I got mine. I had to do some tough cuts, though.
5 is going to be the Santa Claus for me, I think.
I feel like when these characters get to their locker, see that little
5
red flag
is
gonna hanging in there,
Christmas
they're
going
to be very disappointed in me. But I think I got it. I think I narrowed it down. It had to be a good mix. What I'm worried is it... I don't know, if you listen to me, I guess you could probably tell which ones I was going to go with, really.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
So it's not a big surprise.
Me too, probably.
He's a teacher, so he's now going to quiz you.
These are the ones that are probably not going to make my list. It's going to be the Santa Claus, mm-hmm. A Miracle on...
Well, you're making your list, not probably making your list.
A Miracle on... Well,
he's checking his list. I'm done.
34th Street.
34th Street, and...
Gonna find out.
It's Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so I am done. If you listen to me, which I know you did, you probably know where I'm gonna go with this.
I have no idea, and I was part of the conversation, so I'm
waiting. Yeah, me either. Sorry, I was just listening to my own voice, really. I'm sure my listeners were too. So, looking at this, it doesn't look like if you were an outsider and looked at my list, it doesn't look like I'm a big, classic Christmas fan, old-timey, but I really am. I love all of these movies.
It
was really hard to cross some.
I wonder if there's
out.
One that we missed altogether.
That's what I think, too. I bet there's going to be people listening to this podcast and be like,
where?
I can't believe you didn't say this movie.
Right?
This
one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And or, it's going to be one that we're like, oh my God, that's my number one.
Send in a voice message.
Yeah. Send in
be
a
like,
message.
You missed
tell
this
us,
one,
like,
and maybe we'll do a part 2.
The best one. And do not include some claymation crap. Sorry. Wait. That is never going to be
family show.
Family show. Mom.
Okay. Alright, so...
Okay, so let's, our first ones. My first one was Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Mine was not. You.
Mom agrees with Christmas Vacation.
I'm on... I can't decide between Christmas
Vacation
and Elf.
You wrote it down. You'll have to
they
say it.
They both have number ones.
Well,
Christmas Vacation and Elf.
Okay, so Elf
tied
is number 2.
They both get the gold medal.
No.
Nope.
No.
That's not how it works.
Not everybody gets a trophy. You gotta break it down.
There's no participation trophies, Mom.
Alright.
If they're tied for first and whatever your second,
I think
down.
I have to go with Christmas Vacation then. Christmas Vacation is my number one then.
Okay, so me and Mom agree on that. Anyone else?
No, I got Miracle on 34th.
I know you're going to do that.
I got to go with
Home
the one that started it all.
Yeah, okay. I chose Elf for my second one.
Me too.
Elf.
I got Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
All right.
So, because
okay.
I had, you know, I started
yeah,
it in.
Okay.
So, I my guess is I'm going to be one behind everybody now.
That's what happened on me and Callum's
I mean,
video
is
games.
That the story of your life, babe?
3
wow.
for me
is Christmas
Chronicles. Mine's is going to
oh.
be Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation's your number 3.
Okay.
So you had Home Alone, Elf, and then Christmas Vacation.
So me and Mom actually agree on
oh,
the
yeah.
first 3.
Christmas Chronicles.
I'm on Elf now.
Okay.
Okay.
So you are one behind.
You are one behind all of us. 4 for me is Home Alone.
What's your 4?
4 is Christmas Chronicles.
Yep. Okay.
4 is Christmas Story. I almost didn't put the list, and then I had this flashback of like, if I see it on, I'm gonna watch
that's
it.
True. Yeah. And well, so, if I see anything on, I'm probably
yeah.
Yeah.
It could be a commercial about a pony that like gets magic makeup, and you're sitting there watching it. Yeah, so
you'd be
I think
wow,
I was like,
what
like
kind
one,
of makeup does it
this
get?
This is one of those ones I'm going to watch every single time. Yeah. Every time so.
My four is Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay, okay.
I'm glad I made the list.
Yeah.
I'm glad, good, because we couldn't be married.
You're gonna be mad at me. Probably not going to be.
I know you
anymore.
Didn't. Like,
you're not married, yet, so it's okay.
Number five is a Christmas Story.
Mine is The Santa Claus.
My five is Christmas Story also.
Okay.
My five is Christmas Chronicles.
Okay.
What?
And even though I like...
You said it was the best.
It is, but the only thing...
But
the difference between
the
other ones,
too.
The other ones have stood the test of time.
Mm,
Christmas
yeah.
Chronicles hasn't had that opportunity
yeah.
yet.
Yeah, what if Christmas Chronicles gets canceled?
Yeah, what happens if Kurt Russell like does something weird?
Yeah, exactly. And then we're like, oh, we can't like Kurt Russell anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can, so...
I don't know.
It's a challenge.
I love
it's
the Cosby Show, and now I can't watch it.
That's a whole nother list episode. Right, shows that we like.
Let's
used to
shows
like
that
everyone. Now we can't like anymore.
Okay. The ones that did not make the list for me is Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh. Yeah,
me too. The Christmas Story and It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
Which that is
it's
so gonna
mad Miracle.
Well, you know, here's the downside of this playing along with this is that now you guys
the Santa
are my
Claus
and I gotta go
wait,
out
listen,
and find
it's a wonderful
new
life.
Wait, say it again, Kyle.
Number
mine
five,
is going to be A Miracle on 34th.
Well, maybe that's why I didn't like it. You thought it was on 40th. That's a dirty street. 34th is where it's all cleaned up. I don't know. I'm going to ask somebody from New York. I have no idea.
It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life and The Santa Claus.
Okay. So Santa Claus didn't make any of our list?
No, I didn't think so.
It made my fifth.
Oh, okay. Oh. So I made the cut for G. Yeah, I...
Why does that hurt? That I like a movie better than you?
I just thought their elves were creepy.
Oh,
shut up. So, the elves were a little bit creepy.
I also did not include the Santa Claus, just, like, for the things we kind of talked about. Like, it's actually, like...
Oh, you didn't do the
Santa
Claus?
I did not include the Santa Claus in my list.
Okay.
You know, and
so,
that might be one that doesn't
quite
stand the test of time.
I agree.
Because there's some, like, things that
it
in it that
were... It was almost forgotten. It was the last
were, like,
one that
norm,
was
in the
yeah.
norm then, and not so
yeah.
much accepted now.
Also, I'm not a huge Tim Allen fan. Sorry, guys. Okay, and then Home Alone did not meet it, even though I do love Home Alone.
But he didn't,
you're lying!
And then, this is crazy because, I mean, I've always felt like It's a Wonderful Life was one of my favorite Christmas movies, but then when we talked about all this, I'm like, actually, it's not. I love It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, that's a good
I
one.
I love
but
it,
I guess,
too. We all love it.
Yeah,
right?
But I guess, like, if I had to choose, like, the Christmas movies that I had to watch forever and then I couldn't watch the other ones, like, I would remember that, but I wouldn't, like, want to watch that, like, frequently because
yeah.
it's very emotional.
That's
it's
a mood one, right?
Yeah, it's a vibe. Yeah.
It's a total vibe by itself,
yeah. All right. What about you, Dad? What did you not include?
I did not include Home Alone, which I do like a lot, Wonderful Life, and then Santa Claus.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm Miracle.
So you guys agree on that?
Yeah.
Miracle 34th, Christmas Vacation, Elf, Christmas Story, and Christmas Chronicles.
I got five people
mom
matched
agree
with
that
something.
Christmas Vacation is the best, then Elf is the second best, and then Christmas
yes.
Chronicles is the third best.
And I actually, I'm not sure I would have necessarily put Miracle on 34th on my list had it not been for Mac's amazing kind of description of the transformation that occurs in terms of like, people losing faith and belief, and then, like, you know, having to face that.
I haven't watched
it
in a while. That's the only reason
we're
going to
watch it tonight.
List,
no, we aren't.
Yes, we are, actually. Because
I'll be to
we
bed
get to watch TV, so.
Yeah.
So that
you can be at home alone.
Our show.
I don't mean watching it.
Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
This
is
really
obviously
yeah,
one of my favorite
you.
Topics.
Yeah.
So fun.
The episode did run a little long because there's four people here. We all have stuff to say.
Yeah.
And usually it's about 30 minutes. So
just to
we
be
actually.
Clear, I won, right?
There is no winning, but I got
did
five right.
Actually.
I got five right.
Well,
five out of five.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five
Merry
right
Christmas.
Eight.
And thank you, listeners, for listening in. I hope you have a great day.
Bye.